Now, for your better understanding, here is a chart. On the left side, if you see in the chart, this is a short form. All 11 terms, if you look at here, all the 11 terms are here, 11 terms are mentioned. Okay? EXW, FCA, FAS, FOB, CFR, CIF, CPT, CIP, DAP, DPU, and DDP. Right? Now, below that, is meaning is also mentioned here. What does it mean in short? Now, here, there will be different versions. From here, it will go. The color is a different here. Right from here, the color will be different. In the blue, whatever is mentioned, that is the responsibility of the buyer. Who is to bear what kind of cost, that is mentioned here. It is just a summary of whatever we have discussed so far. Put it into the table to best to understand. And also, explanation is provided here, what is the cost of and what type of the charges are. For example, these are the carriage charges. These are the carriage charges. That means buyer has to bear everything up to the carriage, and that too when the FO term FOB is used. Up to buyer will bear the cost. Now, for example, first if you see, first it is a seller, it is a buyer, right? So any mode of transport, whenever the goods are sold, here, export packaging here, if you look at here and here, you will see that here buyer will bear the cost under DDP for when the term is used for unloading and all other charges. Whereas seller is free when it is freely delivered. X works, when it is X works, then in that case, all this cost will be borne by the buyer. When it is FCA, only the cost from this onward will be borne by the buyer. So like that, you have to look minutely into this so as to better understanding of this. Okay. Now, having understood this, let us understand the difference between the Incoterm 2010 and Incoterm 2020. And I stated that there is only one change in Incoterm 2010 and Incoterm 2020 is happened, and that is new term DPU has came into the existence and it replaced the term which is called as a DAT. DAT. That means rather than placing the goods at the terminal in earlier version 2010, it is extended further and goods are required to be delivered at the named port of destination or place. That is the meaning of DPU. Okay. It's imperative that the parties involved in the global trade to understand these updates and how they may reflect for your supply chain. New Incoterm DP2, as I have explained, that has replaced DPU to DAT. Okay. DPU replaces the DAT. That is the one important change. And thereafter, the new DPU term which came into the existence with effect from 2022. Different level of insurance cover between the CIF and CIP. I is a common word in CIF and CIP. Here, CIF and CIP are the only two Incoterms that require the seller to purchase the insurance. And that too, not in his own name, that is in the name of buyer. So, that is clearly clarified in Incoterm 2020. Okay. Now, There are various clauses under insurance. Clause A, B and C. Particularly what is important clause is a clause T, that is Institute Cargo Clause C. Institute Cargo Clause C, that has to be, because whenever you are using certain clauses, then it will attract and its coverage will be expanded. Coverage will be expanded. Okay. In whenever under insurance, when Institute Cargo Clause C is used, whenever you are opening, you are using the CIF term, then that insurance covers number of listed risk, and it is certain and it is concerned which type of items which are excluded, what are the items which are included. In CIP, cargo clause A, Institute Cargo Clause A is used, where it covers all risk and it is subject to exclusion of certain items. That means either it may be clause A, clause C, whatever it may be, whenever insurance cover is taken, generally insurance cover, whenever it is taken by the sailor, it will take simple insurance policy insuring the goods. They have list of what type of coverage will be there. And if the specific coverage is asked for, then clause C or clause A will be used. Accordingly, the cost will be increased and that has to be paid in the form of premium to the insurance company by the sailor. But sailor generally, they do not do. They are asking the buyer to whatever the risk you want to cover, you cover by taking either another policy or modifying the existing policy at the request of him for making the and making the payment and asking the sailor to modify the existing policy also. Either way. Okay. Now, updated cost and the listing. The costs become quite a problem with the Incoterms 2010 with some parties. In some cases, carriers were charging their price. So, the sailor were often faced with the new back charges, that is terminal handling charges, etc. In Incoterm 2020 provides much more details around the cost. And now it appears that in under A99B9 section of the rule, this clarity is provided and it is stating that to which charges are to be allocated to which party. Okay. Another benefit is Incoterm 2020 is increased security requirement. Increased security requirement. Increased security requirements, allocation of the cost. In a world with the increasing security requirement, the Incoterm 2020 rules now provides more details around the security. Okay. For such a Incoterms rule, the security allocation have been added to form A4 to A7 and associated cost have been added to A9 and B9. Okay. These are the section under insurance that when you are quoting the price or covering, you are quoting the coverage. Buyer and sellers own transport. Earlier, this clarity was not there. Now, in Incoterm 2010, what was happened in Incoterm 2010? It was assumed that all the transport will be undertaken by the third party transport provider. But if sailor have its own transporting arrangement without incurring any cost, then he may deliver it also. So to that effect, while updating the Incoterm 2020, it allows for the provision for the buyer or seller its own means of transport. And this recognizes that some buyer and seller are using their own method of transport, including the trucks or planes to get the goods delivered. Okay, this allows for the buyer's own means of transport under FCA rule. Okay, DAP, seller's own means can be used, and it is allowed under Incoterms 2022, that is, and wherever Incoterms DAP, DPO and DDP are used. Okay, so at that point of time, this clarity was not there in 2010, but now this clarity is provided in Incoterms 2020. Now, in respect of FCA, FOB and the bill of lading process, these were also updated in Incoterms 2020. Okay, previous Incoterms 2010, that was encouraging the exporter to containerize the goods to use by FCA Incoterms. In reality, if you look at, most parties were still using the FOB when they should have been using FCA. This is because even experienced sellers still wanted to use the FOB because they wanted the contract to under a letter of credit if any of the FCA term is used. Therefore, provisions that have been made to the Incoterms 2020 to state that buyer must instruct the carrier to issue a transport document which states that the goods have been loaded and the bill of lading with an onboard notation. Onboard. The notation, we will see what this onboard notation when we will see the documentation part in respect of the export and import. In the past, frequently it is refused to issue the bill of lading with a notation to the seller that the shipped on board. But now in 2020, it is very much essential that it has to be placed, it has to be stamped, it has to be written on the bill itself that it is under this provision of Incoterms 2022. Now, how business has to prepare for the Incoterms 2020? Certain tips. As Incoterms are updated, there is a little time to left for changing the mindset of the people. Okay, so it is better to the proactive rather than to reactive, and that should come a big issues which is arises any of your order of the shipment. Always refer to the professional legal or before making any changes. These are the advices to the buyer and seller, and prepare for the changes where there are few things that are used that may be considered. Indefinitely, the Incoterms that your business typically uses, audit and the contracts that are extended to the 2020 or that renew up to 2020 by modification in the contracts for uses of the Incoterms 2020, if you have an earlier old version which consists of the reference of Incoterms 2010. If you are buying or selling under a letter of credit, you may consider the option to be used as an FCA instead of FOB. Okay, and this will involve the instructing carrier to issue a bill of lading. Always refer to the professional legal advice before making any change. It is also advised to the trading community to ensure that they make the changes on any of the contract and document that is necessary. And also to ensure that you are stating the Incoterms edition year. That is, only you are using the Incoterms, only Incoterms 2020 or Incoterms 2010, that specifically required to be mentioned over there, right? And look further into the updated cost of the listing to see that if it has any impact on your in landed cost of calculation. Increase the level of insurance cover to satisfy the new CIP requirement. Structure the very tight security for the imports and exports. Understand who has the responsibility of loading and unloading of the goods and its charges particularly. Know where the risk of the loss is transferred. Contact the professional legal advisor from the experienced supply chain undertakers and legal analysis and to audit the current procedure so as to avoid hefty charges that is required to be levied by them. With this one small element of Incoterms, we have completed our discussion on these Incoterms, which invariably used in any terms, import or export. These are the common terms which are generally getting used. Okay, thank you very much.